Good afternoon, Outliers. Hey, it's going to be a short one today. An ultra short one, Yorn. Glad you made it. Taking a look at the... Got a lot of stuff going on, actually. Let me show you what I'm working on. Taking a look at the market. This is really funny. Yet, at the same time, am I surprised? Not even a little bit. Look at that. I mean, literally, just look at that. It came down here, got into this order block, bounced right back up, had resistance at the 50. It's come down. We got right up on that order block again. It's bounced right back up. This is not coincidental. This is not coincidental. This is big data working for you right here on the chart. How cool is that, right? I was on Twitter today, and I saw a lot of people getting hella pissed that the market was reversing like this. They're talking about, oh, I'll never short again. It was even one of the market wizards, Jason Shapiro, who I've worked with a little bit. He was like, man, if the market closes green today, I will never short anything again. Like, where's my surprise face? I don't have a surprise face because, like, I'm almost expecting this. Remember, I said, look for it to bounce in this range for a while between the 50 and these order blocks here, especially since we created an order block right there the last couple of days. Just watch and wait. Nothing's really going to happen for a little bit. Brian, good afternoon. Jean-Louis, good to see you. Is that an order block squeeze? Yeah, I mean, you could consider that. You could totally consider it that. Brian says, follow the trend. Yeah, the trend is down for sure. But at the moment, we've got enough data to pursue the fact that I think it's going to go sideways for a minute. And that's why I've drawn this line out a little bit more sideways than I had originally anticipated. But no surprise here. Now, I did want to showcase Outliers data for today. There were no stocks on the bear list. That's why I say this is going to be ultra short. 63 on the bull list, 0 on the bear list today. So I wouldn't even be trading if they're... Well, I would be looking for opportunities to trade today, but I don't have anything to trade today. So what I was doing instead was I was doing some major backtesting. I'll show you some results here. So really, really cool stuff that I've come up with. Really conclusive data. What I did was I went through 151 of the trades that Mahesh sent over to me, and I grouped them by starting color on the heat map. Let me make that bigger so you know what I'm talking about. So heat map being reds and greens. So if it were a green value, I would have assigned it positive, whatever, positive 12, positive 27, whatever the case is. If it were a red value, I assigned it a negative value. So negative 1 to negative 50, okay? So looking at the data here, clumping them in these groups, I found something really, really interesting. So I went through each one and manually found the very best spot, the very, very best exit point, right? Now, granted, you're never going to hit the best exit point. So we're just looking in hindsight, right? What is the best exit point? So on average, if it's anything green, the best exit point average was a red 8. Or a 13-point spread, whichever comes first. So, for example, if it were a positive green 13, you would roll with this 13-point spread to 0. But if it were, let's say, a green 1, rather than going 13 points down, you would look at a red 8 as the exit point. So, following that logic, I have found some really, really cool data. And so what I was doing right now was, or for the last couple of hours, I'm like 70 something trades deep doing this manually, was taking all of these that I had the signals for, looking at the best spreads, right? Looking at the short backtested result. This was something I felt foolish after looking at this. Short backtest the result. I was going through this and I'm like, I wonder what my backtest pulls up. Because, you know, my backtest is pretty simple. So I pulled up the strategy tester and I'm going through all these. And just over and over and over and over again, I'm finding this result being like super, super negative. Just over and over and over again, super negative on my shorts, right? Minus AMC, because that one was like crazy, 879%. Minus AMC, my back test yielded on average negative 26% on average. So I was having a realization. I'm like, whoa, my back test does not fit this data. Absolutely does not fit this data. So I'm going to scrap the back test at this point. I mean, clearly there is no point in running a back test on the chart if my results are so far different than the expectation results. Hey, Sebastian, good to see you. So I'm like, hell no, I'm never doing that again. But I wouldn't have known that had I not gone through this manually, right? I would have assumed that my back test was just working until I ran the data. And it's like, whoa, how could I be that far off? So what I did was I traded individually each one of these using, quote, my style. Right, the trading room style that we go through every single day, right? And I was going through and I'm finding where the exit points were using my style and what the reasoning was to exit. So a lot of these are heat map target hit. So for example, AGR. Let me show you AGR. This was a trade on October 24th. You see my back testing result here was only 16, right? That happened to be a positive one. But let's go back to October 24th. Now, I only looked when the market was selling off. You have to keep that in mind. So the very best result was this one, this candle right here on October 27th. The very best result for this buy and sell opening here, or I'm sorry, I should say short selling and then buy to close right here, right? The very best result was this candle on October 27th. So following this logic here, let me show you what I mean. Following this logic, entry at R2, look at this line up here. Entry at R2. Entry is R2, so in this window here. The exit point would have been 14 points more, so R16 or R16. That makes it easy, R16. So then we go to where R16 was. So R2, 6, 9, 13, 18. So we wouldn't have got out at 13 because that was before, right? But we would get out at 18 because it would have tripped our R16 level. So it went from 2, 6, 9, 13, 18. 2, 6, 9, 13, 18. The day before it rocket shipped back up. Is that not crazy? So pulling the data, right? Pulling the data, seeing that R16... when it's at a R2 entry point, gave a crazy, crazy perfect exit point. And that's why I was saying, you know, this would be, quote, my style of trading. And that would have been a 3.12% gain right there. But it doesn't always work out, right? Like, there's still chances, like, this is still on AGR on September 6th. Let's back up over here, where, yeah, the trade actually ended up working out, but it closed over a half ATR from entry. So I would have gotten out. Hey, Nathan, good to see you. So I would have gotten out, and then it definitely closed over the 10, so I would have gotten out, and it definitely closed over the 20, so I would have gotten out there. I wouldn't have held it to get to that point, but it was cool to see that it did still play out and give a crazy return on this one right here. But overall, I'm showing a 60% win rate following my strategy, 3% average gain, 2% average loss, expectancy 1.17. I'm at 73. I want to get to at least 100 on here. Now, adjusted expectancy. So this is something that I had seen, and this is actually a really good example. Something that I had seen, but I wanted to confirm with my own eyes, was sometimes, and in fact, we saw it in Venom. right? A one-day push the opposite direction right after getting in. And then the market took off. And then the trade took off, right? Let's say if this had not hit the half ATR, it probably did, but let's say had it not, still could have had it in and then held it all the way through here. I know some of our members in the trading room did do that, but I didn't because of this. Now, where was that half ATR? 86 cents, so 43 cents below the close at 83. So let's call it 37.60. So yeah, probably would have closed that anyway. But I wanted to see if going through here, I could make some adjustments. And so I found two that totally fit that hit, where it didn't close above the half ATR, but it did close above the prior high. So making those adjustments actually yielded a little bit better result, 63% win rate, average win, and average loss with a little higher expectancy. So that is something I want to take in mind. The rule is not that I'm just discarding the rule. The rule is if it closes on the other side of the half ATR from entry, still get out, no matter what. But only getting out when it closes below the prior low when going long, or above the prior high when going short, if the trade's already profitable, right? If the trade's working and then finds a window, or finds a wall, I should say, if it finds a wall, then getting out. But we leave it just that room, the half ATR, to explore to see if it's going to work. So I'm really excited about this. I think this is going to be great. I want to get a little bit more data going in here. But man, I tell you what, this is so cool to be able to accurately predict with the data that we have a really solid top and a really solid bottom. Now, granted, this is all going short. I have to do all of this again manually going long, but that's okay because we got a little bit of time. Because the market, like I say, is, in my opinion, going to go sideways for a minute. So I do have the shorts built up for when it starts to go south again. Nathan says he's been riding the ASB stock train, which I bought with a buy signal on a green overlay. Green overlay disappeared and just came back today. Earnings also today's afternoon. Ah, Nathan, that's why you were asking about earnings. Gotcha. ASB. Let's take a look at ASB. That's awesome. Very cool. Let's take a look at it. So he bought it on this buy signal here. Did you buy it all the way back on April 2nd? That's more risk than I'm willing to take. But you know what, Nathan? This is really proving out the point that outliers signals are so good. Right, because it hasn't got a sell signal yet, and it is coming around. It is definitely being profitable. It's just more risk than I'm willing to take, and that's why I always say it's my style of trading. So that's awesome, dude. Now, since you're in there, and we were chatting yesterday about expected moves on the stock, let's go take a look at the option chain for ASB, and I'll let you know the expected move. We'll do this together. Pardon me while I log in. Should be good now. Yeah, I don't think I can see the options chain. I know PCP use Tasty, but I'm in Canada, so I can't use that to see. Oh, check out International Brokers. I know, or Interactive Brokers. I always think of International. Yorn and others use Interactive Brokers for trading options, and it works great for them. Yorn has told me some really cool things you can do with that. Okay, ASB, looking at all expirations, so they only have monthlies. So the expected move, so it's currently at 20, where's the price? Where's like the price? Hang on. 2141. Okay, 2141. So the expected move, you could go either one. It's going to be roughly the same, 257. And if I do this down, it's going to be 207. I would go with the higher of the two, 257. And then you'd multiply that by 0.85. I don't know why it's 0.85. That's just how I was instructed. So you've got a $2.18 move. So it's a $2.80 move either direction. So from here, 218, which is quite a lot. Let's see. That's a lot. Hang on here. And then down to 18. So it could land anywhere in between here or anywhere outside of that as well, right? We don't actually know where it's going to go, but that's where the market makers are putting their expected move at and how they're pricing it in the options. So for me, I wouldn't trade this unless I owned it from like down here at $17 maybe. Because let's say it doesn't work out, right? You're back at 19 and a quarter, just like that. But if it does work out, my friend, you could be sitting at 23.62. He's going to go check that out. Hey, Colin, good evening. So that's my opinion on ASB. Of course, Nate, you can do anything you choose to do. But for me, the risk is actually pretty high on this. I mean, we're talking about $257 on a $21 stock is how much? That's a 12% move either direction. So if you decide to hold it, my friend, I hope the trading gods smile down upon you. But if you decide to get out and take those profits, that would be the way that I would do it. But I'm very risk averse when it comes to trading. Right? Managing my risk, that's key and paramount over everything. April is not a scammer. April actually works with us. April and I have worked together for 2 years now. So if you're having an issue, in the Discord, April is 100% not a scammer. We have had somebody try to, imitate April, but yeah, she is definitely not a scammer. Yeah, that's what Mark's saying. April is not, that's not our April. And she is an admin. Okay. Yeah, Colin, this is somebody else who's impersonating April. Sorry, we've kind of hijacked the trading room to do this. Nathan's saying, if it goes down to 19, then I'm in the red. You're welcome, my friend. Yeah, the bad April is such bullshit. I don't know how to make this person go away forever. It's all good. No, April, if you ever want to see, this is our team. If you go to the About Us section, that's April. Yeah, April's worked with us for ages. But I don't know who is impersonating her. I don't know how to look at that either. I'm like not the best person as far as Discord goes. I wonder. Yeah, and Colin, be sure that the conversation is in the right channel, because that's not really the right place for that inside of our Discord. Maybe put that on the general, that way other people can see it. But yeah, this is a scammer. We need to figure that out, and then, yeah, get rid of her. All is good. It's not the girl who's been in touch with me. Yeah, because that person who was in touch with you was absolutely a scammer. April will never ask you for money. April will never claim average weekly returns of anything, because April doesn't do that. April's job is customer service, and she is fantastic at it. But that is not at all the right April. Dude, I am so sorry. But yeah, that's not a real April. Thank you all so much for coming. We'll check again tomorrow for new trades. This went 8 times longer than I expected to today, but that's okay. I appreciate having a direct pipeline to chat with you all. You all make this possible, and we want to make this as best as we can for you. Have a great afternoon. Talk soon.